It don't matter kind of loving you're into or how big your apartment might be. All you need's an air conditioner and you're the man for me.
That's all you need right here in the great state of Arizona, May through October. We're here with Richard Rojo, sales leader for Trane Residential Equipment Supply of the Southwest District. We're talking air conditioning. We were talking a little bit about trying to demystify it, how complicated it is, how often people are taken advantage of. Because homeowners, Richard, all they know is it's 108 outside. It's 92 in my house, and I want it 78. And whether it's a $30 capacitor or a $1,300 compressor, at that point, they really don't care.
They don't.
they just don't want it fixed, right?
The hot air and the humidity, the sticky feeling kind of makes people crazy.
That check to APS comes real easy to write after 2 days without air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right.
Well, you were saying you've been in air conditioning for 21 years. That puts you in the industry about half as long as me. I mean, I can remember in the 60s, air conditioning was kind of at the forefront in the 60s. I mean, it was really in the late 50s that it even became common residentially. Up until then, we were just living with evap coolers. So we get these air conditioners, and I can remember working on a lot of the tracks and the, you know, track homes that I was framing at the time, and it was these locally manufactured units that weighed about 450 pounds that we were mounting up on the roof. You know, the Ghetto family was building these bulletproof tanks that we just mounted up there. We oversized them constantly, and just all we cared about is when it came on, it was cold. And we have taken that we had efficiency ratings on those equipment of probably less than two, you know, but they got the job done because they were oversized. We were sending them through bad ductwork into a house that was uninsulated with cheap windows. And that's why I became a remodeler, so I could soothe my conscience and go back and fix all those homes I built in the 60s. And I wasn't the builder. I was just a laborer. You know,
right.
I was just sweeping floors and driving nails. But that's where I broke into the trades. But air conditioning today, what SEER ratings are we putting on homes today?
Oh, wow. They're getting up there. Today, and I say in our region, because the way the country is split, because there's actually some parts of the country, not ours, that can still sell a 13 SEER.
Okay.
That's the standard. For Arizona, it is 14 SEER. So we cannot manufacture anything less than 14 SEER, which is funny because, again, just 10 years ago, 14 was considered ultra mega efficient.
Yeah.
Today it's the standard. So we can get up to 20 SEER.
And SEER is the efficiency rating of the equipment. So the higher the SEER, the higher efficiency you're buying.
We call it miles per gallon if you want to equate it to a vehicle. Miles per gallon.
Yeah. So not only are the SEER ratings becoming so much higher and so much more efficient, but one of the ways we're getting the efficiencies out of the air conditioning is we were talking earlier about that compressor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the old days, maybe the compressor had two speeds, on and off. And to start that compressor took six times the energy and the electricity to run the compressor. Talk about the compressors of today.
So you're right on. And the majority of the systems out there right now, you're exactly right. They've got all the way on and all the way off. It doesn't matter if it's 85, which I know my wife, if it's 85 outside, which means it's 85 inside sometimes, she's going to want to run that air conditioner. And if you've only got one speed, it doesn't matter. When it's 115 degrees outside, you're going to run that same unit. However, yeah, the reason we can get up to 20 SEER now is we have the technology in our inverter compressor. It's variable speed. So even just a couple years ago, we had two-stage, which was fantastic. That was like having two air conditioners in one. You had the compressor would turn on and it would run for a while. And if it needed to kick into four-wheel drive, the way I like to call it, then it would do it. And we sold a lot of systems. Customers were more happier, more comfortable. But today we have a variable speed True Comfort system.
Not two-speed.
Not two-speed.
Variable speed,
which is actually up to 750 air conditioners in one. It has 750 different speeds. It'll actually go from 25 to 25.1 to 25.2 all the way to 100. So for you human calculators out there, do that math. It's 750 air conditioners in one.
I had a call yesterday at the office, and a gentleman was trying to decide. He's got a bid from a contractor, and it's a standard unit or a split or a dual speed. And he was trying to say, why do I need to spend a couple thousand extra? And it was doing the math. Take what your air conditioning load is and find out what the anticipated energy savings are going to be, and then divide that into the cost difference to jump up to a two-speed and calculate your time on return on investment.
Right? The return on investment, we always try to
We're going to save that for after the bottom of the hour break. But the equipment is so much better than what I grew up with. I mean, it's incredible what y'all could do with it. I want to talk about this, Romy, the return on investment, the increased efficiencies, and, of course, you got to talk about playing with the equipment through your smartphone.